Thursday mornings, we check in with Marianne Combs for the Weekend Arts Roundup. She comes to us from NPR News. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
Hey, what do we have to look forward to arts-wise this weekend?
Oh, we got good stuff. The Kohl Center in Minneapolis, you know, Center for Dance and the Performing Arts, they are hosting Contempo Physical Dance this weekend. And when we talk physical dance, we mean physical dance. This weekend, they're performing Motiro, which is a piece. It's a Brazilian indigenous word meaning a meeting of people to help and build something together. But this is a full-length performance that brings together this fusion of Afro-Brazilian dance and contemporary dance into this just big, explosive, physical, rhythmic body of work, and with some beautiful bodies on stage. So if you're into some warm weather inspiring kind of, you know, like if you want to feel warm, go into this theater, check out this Afro-Brazilian dance.
And you'll come beautiful out, bodies.
And you'll be flushed. You'll be feeling flushed. Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
Tons of energy and movement.
And just gorgeous bodies and motion.
Well, let's be frank, right?
Yes, I mean, come on, let's get down to it. So that's what I'm talking about. That's
toned muscle. Okay.
Yeah, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kohl Center.
That's
for
this weekend
dance.
And it's a contempo physical dance that's performing. Then theater. We have a performance called Love and Information. And here's what I love about this show. It's all sorts of vignettes. It's actually 57 micro scenes in one evening. Some are as short as 30 seconds.
Wow.
Exploring, you know, the world we live in, our search for meaning and our quest for connection. And so it's just, but it's, the show is, it's Carol Churchill's play, Love and Information, and it's being put together by Frank Theater. What I love about this is that Frank Theater usually has like more of a smaller cast. This is, or well, okay, maybe I shouldn't say that, but this has this look when you see the cast for it. You think it's like, you know, the movie Love Actually, or all those, you know, those
No.
But the best
But
version,
I see what you mean.
You know, okay. It's like this huge cast and all these intersections and different stories going on. So this, I think, is the good version of that. This, like, you're going to see this show and it's going to be witty and smart, and there'll probably be some dark insights as well. Knowing Frank Theater, they always have an edge to the work they perform.
Okay.
So this makes me think, oh, this is the good version of those sort of group, throw everybody together
ensemble
in a room and they'll end up in eight relationships by the end of the movie.
And everybody knows each other somehow,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Lord, yes, that whole thing. So that's what I'm thinking. So that's Love and Information. That's being performed at the Ritz Theater in Minneapolis. That's a Frank Theater production. So then, okay, this Friday night at the Loft Literary Center, I'm very excited. Claudia Rankine, who is the author, poet of Citizen, this book has become just like a touchstone for the dialogue around race and police brutality. It's poems, it's stories, it's memories, there's artwork in it, and it really, all told as a book, it's like a death by a thousand cuts. It's about the experience of being Black in America, and it's about what it means to be a citizen in quote-unquote post-racial America.
Yeah.
So it's all these moments of, you know, being invisible to people,
mm-hmm,
or of, you know, being mistaken for somebody else, you know, and being confused, oh, confusing their name with the housekeeper. Oh, I'm sorry, you know, and then sort of awkwardly moving on.
Mm-hmm.
To police brutality, the death of young people, the Katrina, how that was dealt with in New Orleans. It keeps building and building and building and building. So this work has been nominated for a National Book Award. For other awards, it's been nominated for both in the categories of poetry and criticism, because it's such a powerful critique of American society. And she's speaking Friday night at the Loft Literary Center. I am sure this place is going to be packed, but it's a really powerful book of poetry. Again, it's like writings, poetry, memoir, reflections, and it's published by Grey Wolf Press, a local publishing house.
All right, so literature,
dance,
theater. There's quite a variety of things to check
all
out this weekend.
All this weekend.
All right.
If you missed all the details, find them at thecurrents.org right there on our homepage. You'll find the entry about what we've just talked about with Marianne Combs, the Weekend Arts Roundup. Marianne Combs joins us Thursday mornings from NPR News. Marianne, thank you, as always.
Have a great weekend.
See you next time. Have a great weekend.